Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Hey, folks, I know I say it a lot, and I hope it doesn't come off in any way repetitive, but it is really super important you understand the deep sense of gratitude I have for everything you've done for this show, for Rumble, for free speech, for choosing us rather than cable news. If you were here last night, listen, I'm just going to be straight with you. It's the first time we've ever done a live primetime show with a live guest. We've got a new team here. I was expecting 50,000 people to show up last night. I'm being serious with that. I thought 75 would be gangbusters. 112,000 people showed up last night. You guys are amazing. I just really appreciate it. And I hope that comes across. I will never take you all for granted. That thing, that special with Mike Benz last night was just gangbusters. I couldn't even fall asleep. I was so elated. I had to take some sleep. Speaking of which, I've been raving about Beam's Dream Powder. They're hot cocoa for sleep. Perfect timing. Get up to 40% off for a limited time. I had a lot of it last night. When you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. I'm going to show you a tweet in a second. What I mean by this, the numbers speak for themselves, ladies and gentlemen. Rumble, you, free speech. We had a really, really big night last night. I got that, an election update, Super Tuesday, Mark Robinson, Joe Biden losing his mind. Hey, you might disagree, but look, things are getting bad out there. You can see the evidence right in front of you. It's time to prepare and get prepared now. Don't risk EMP. Don't risk an attack. Don't risk your electric being cut off. Don't risk an internet outage, a solar flare. Be protected, get protected, use My Patriot Supply. They've helped millions of American families prepare for the uncertain future. Many of them start with a four-week emergency food kit. With 16 food and drink varieties, there'll be no food boredom. With over 2,000 calories a day, there'll be no starvation. And sealed inside ultra-durable packaging, these meals last up to 25 years in storage. I've got a kit for every member of my family. You should too. Stock up on all the food kits your family needs at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get each four-week food kit for $60 off. Also get free shipping. Protect yourself. Protect your people. Start preparing at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Better to have it, not need it, than to need it and not have it. All right, Joe, big day today, man. Let's go.
It's super important Wednesday.
After super duper important Tuesday yesterday, we were kind of messing around with it. But listen, man, I woke up this morning in a really unbelievable mood. Because I do. I feel so lucky. Here's Mike Benz, who was on yesterday. Mike Benz, folks, I can make a strong case to you. There is no better analyst of the deep state, the blob, than Mike Benz. That we did an hour and 5 minutes last night. And it was so, Gee, Tony, you guys were here. We could have went for another 2 hours. But I told the audience we do roughly an hour show. And I didn't want to leave anybody out. So I figured, let me just stick to my word. And we'll wrap it up. Check out his tweet. Mike Benz, we had the biggest stream on the internet tonight. 112,000 live viewers versus 82. The number two wasn't even close. With 30,000 more versus 82,000 on Twitch. Pretty cool. Then he went back to Twitter for a CIA history movie, which he had going on. Mike Benz, he's at Mike Benz Cyber if you want to follow him. But Rumble blew it up last night. Alternative Media, X had a great night too. Really pats on the back all around to everyone. And thank you for showing up. I just want to also, be clear on something. There were a lot of people out there talking a lot of smack about audiences and stuff. I don't do that. Congratulations to everyone who had a big night. I'm just telling you that the Rumble numbers, those are actual numbers of concurrent viewers. I don't care how anybody measures other stuff, but when you get 112,000 people on Rumble, that's 112,000. That concurrent view, just be careful about who's talking smack. Everybody had a good night last night. And I'm just going to say something too. We've been out ahead of this thing with the video space. Remember, Joe, when I said to you, 5 years ago? Hey, man, I think we should do a video show. And everybody thought we were crazy. Does that kind of sound like when I came to you at WCBM and said, Joe, I want to do a podcast? Remember, everybody laughed at us. They were like, look at you two losers. What, you don't have a radio show? Do you remember, Joe?
We didn't know what the hell we were doing.
We had no idea. All we knew, all me and Joe knew, was that this podcasting space was the future. They laughed at us. No one's laughing now. And let me tell you something. A couple people today, in old school organized media were laughing. Oh, you guys had 112,000 concurrents. Cable news had 3 million or whatever. Okay. It's the same argument I heard when I started my podcast. The difference is my show is free. We got almost 700,000 views on the show even afterwards. And the budget for this show is 1/10,000th of what you guys are paying. Who's really winning?
Podcast, you got to make an effort to go after a podcast.
You're damn right, because it's on demand. People have to go and watch. You can't just hit a power button. All right, big time Super Tuesday last night. For those of you who hung with us, and if you missed the Mike Benz episode, go back and watch it. You want to hear what the blob is all about? Soros, unions, labor unions, street muscle, civil unrest, overthrowing governments, overthrowing the United States. Last night is a 1 hour freaking PhD course in exactly how they do it. I sat there last night, thanks to my production crew, with my jaw on the floor, like, holy shit, this is crazy. You'll see what I mean. Big things happened last night. I told you to watch a couple things. This is really, really bad news for Biden. Axios, they had five big takeaways. Here's the biggest one by far from last night. We knew Trump was going to win. It was only a question of how much, okay? Joe Biden, again, did I not say to watch Minnesota? Did everybody hear it? Yes, we did. I said, watch Minnesota. There is a significant population of Democrat voters in Minnesota who apparently love the Hamas terrorists. They note the protests continued in Minnesota, another key Midwestern state. Biden needs to win in November. 45,000 Democrats, almost 20% of the voters, folks, voted uncommitted rather than for Biden. I want you to think about that for a second. Everybody get your arms around it. One in five voters in the Democrat primary showed up to vote for no one, uncommitted, rather than to vote for Joe Biden. Folks, this guy is in deep. Another big story last night. Obviously, Trump routed Nikki Haley. As you know now, it happened an hour ago. Nikki Haley has dropped out of the race. Why am I not spending a lot of time on it? Because, good, I'm glad she's allowed to run. Of course, it's a free country. The primary for her, she should have dropped out before South Carolina. She had no path to win. She was embarrassed in her home state, right, Joe? She could have saved her political career. Instead, she decided to try to wait it out on Trump Death Watch or something. And she looked ridiculous last night. She barely won one state, Vermont. And the only other primary she won was the swamp primary in D.C. That's why I'm not spending a lot of time. People are going to be talking about it all day. What was there left to add? Well, I don't want to waste your time. Here's some important stuff that happened. Bill eliminating drop boxes and ranked choice voting passes the Iowa House. Stuff you're not going to hear about on mainstream media channels because they don't want to mention drop boxes. Folks, this is how you win. Listen to me. We are not powerless. I'm not accepting any of this weak talk. Everybody get it? You want the wussbag, coward, chump, loser show? This ain't it. I'm not going to sit back and let them steal the country. Oh, they're going to cheat. I give up. Give up. Get the hell off my show. I'm not giving up. I'm serious. You're not welcome here. I don't want you. I only want people who are fighters. I do. I don't care about the money. The views are great. We love you. But I'm not sitting here to placate a bunch of losers and freaking whiners. The Democrats lost in the Supreme Court 9-0. The second later, they had another path to F with us. I'm not giving up. And I feel no need to be nice about it anymore. Go back to that article, please. This is how you do it. You show up in red states, you make them blood red, and you dump this shit. Ranked choice voting and drop boxes. This is how it happens. North Carolina voted yesterday. We got a great governor, now GOP candidate, Mark Robinson. They had voter ID in North Carolina yesterday. This is how it's done. This is how it's done. And I make no apologies. This is our country. This show is for fighters and for warriors and for people who give a shit. I'm not giving up. Oh, they cheat. Okay, let's stop them from cheating. Another big story last night. We're going to have a Republican for the first time in a couple election cycles on the ballot in California for the Senate.
Elizabeth. Oh,
Get me nitroglycerin. Now, for those who are confused about this, and I understand, they do not have a partisan primary in California. They call it a jungle primary. The first two vote, top two vote getters go to the runoff. It doesn't matter what party they are. Two commies, two Republicans, two libertarians. For the first time in a couple election cycles, a Republican finished in the top two. Baseball legend, first baseman Steve Garvey. Now, he's headed to the runoff with Adam Schiff. Now, again, I said to you yesterday, I don't want to beat this story up too much because I don't like repeating shows. Steve Garvey, is he going to turn out to be the most conservative member of Congress in California? Are you kidding? Not even close. Same thing with Larry Hogan in Maryland, Republican former governor running there. However, this is a simple question, folks. I am a mercenary, ruthless political activist. I have no problem whatsoever engaging in ruthless tactics to win as long as I don't sacrifice my morality in doing it. Do you want Adam Schiff or do you want Steve Garvey? Simple question. You want Larry Hogan or David Trone, a radical leftist? Joe knows Maryland politics almost as big as well as I do. He only probably more. He spent 20 years in talk radio there. It's an easy answer. And I don't even like these. Well, Garvey, I like a lot, but I just followed him playing baseball forever. You have a simple choice now, California. The important point is you have a choice. Good job showing up voting yesterday. At least we have a choice. And there's a reason for people to come out. Don't be surprised if Garvey overperforms expectations. Is he going to win the California Senate seat? Probably not likely, folks. If he gets within 10 points, it'd be a huge earthquake in California politics. If he wins, forget about it. Forget about an earthquake. It would be like a deep impact level, extinction level event for the Democrat Party. All right, a lot going on. This is the actual show I put together before last night. I'm just so excited and really so, I've been on a cloud all morning over what happened last night. I just didn't expect the audience to be so big. So, of course, Joe Biden, I've warned you about Biden. I spent a lot of time around his detail, not so much around him, but around his detail. And I know a lot about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a genuinely bad guy, okay? Joe Biden has done a lot of really horrible, awful, corrupt things with him and his crime family. But it's not just that. Joe Biden is a personally immoral and corrupt guy. Between the kids sniffing, the woman feeling, the allegations of naked swimming in front of female agents, the guy's gross. The corruption, the Ukraine deals, the Chinese Communist Party connections. But while we're on this topic of the election last night, Joe Biden is in deep trouble. The Democrat Party coalition is fracturing. Young voters hate him. Joe Biden can't stand it that everybody hates him. Black voters don't like him anymore. Hispanic voters, he's losing. Arab voters don't like him. The guy sucks. Is the entire Democrat coalition they've put together is completely falling apart. The only place he's even holding on to a modicum of support is with some suburban women voters, and he's even starting to get hurt there too. The guy sucks. The level of candidate suck Joe Biden expresses is off the charts. But one thing the reason I want to play this video, I've told you about Joe Biden for a long time. He is the most insecure loser you've ever met. Joe Biden has this idea of himself that, say, here, if you were to rank it based on height, you have to be this tall to get on this ride. Joe Biden thinks he's here. He thinks he's here. Joe Biden is really here. So when Joe Biden is confronted with the reality of his own rank on popularity and the stench of himself and his campaign, he gets furious. He can't control himself. Watch Reverend Cain here. The guy looks like he's a walking corpse, by the way. He gets so upset when a reporter asks him, hey, why do your polls suck so bad? Watch this.
You guys only four. I'm winning.
Five. Five in a row.
You guys only look at the New York Times. They're a great paper.
This pathetic, disgusting piece of human garbage. What is he, a 5'7", 8"? Who knows how tall he is, pile of human waste this guy is. Corrupt, plagiarizing sociopath. Worst president in United States history. Folks, I'm sorry. This guy is worse than Obama. The numbers speak for themselves. The numbers, oh, but Obama's really right. Okay, perfect. I've said this over and over. Joe Biden is the president Barack Obama wanted to be, but was too scared politically to become. That's a fact. You're not making your argument, you're making mine. Obama controls Biden. Exactly. Barack Obama was politically afraid to do all the crazy stuff, the spending stuff, the abortion stuff, the gun stuff that Biden did, and has Biden doing it for him. That makes Biden worse.
Everybody hates Joe.
Everybody. Including who? Obama. Obama can't stand him. I want to prove it to you because there's an election coming up. And I gave this, I kind of shortchanged this a little bit and I was angry at myself. Folks, Barack Obama hates Joe Biden. I want to show you just a couple of articles. And I want to show you how Barack Obama has known forever that Joe Biden is a kid-sniffing corruptocrat running a crime family. Do you think Joe Biden missed this 2015 article in the New York Times? We put it up yesterday, so I don't want to go too deep into it again today. But again, notice the date, December 8th, 2015. This is an article describing the Hunter Biden Burisma Ukraine fiasco. I read it yesterday. It's the date that matters. Do you think the Biden administration, excuse me, the Obama, I do this all the time, these two. It's going to show you how attached to him, but Trump doesn't do. Do you think the Obama administration didn't know about this article? The Obama administration, they leaked it. This is a hit job. I want to hat tip our friends on Twitter, Trash Discourse, by the way. It's been all over this story, too. Big hat tip. Follow that Twitter account if you want an update. He nailed it, too. The Obama team has been behind most of the hits on Biden trying to get him out of the race. I'm sorry, one more time, guys. Go back to the date on that. 2015. They're still trying to put together for the 2016 presidential election who's going to run. This is a hit piece a year before the election to get Biden out of the race. And who wound up running? Hillary. Here, I want you to look again. Notice the date on this next piece. The exact same article in Politico. Check out the date and tell me I'm crazy. Oh, look, Biden Inc. by Bren Schreckinger. Over his decades in office, middle-class Joe's family fortunes have closely tracked his political career. Look at the date, Joe. Look, 2019. Damn. So weird. Trying to get him out of the election yet again. During the 2020 election cycle. It's the same piece in a liberal rag. Ladies and gentlemen, chatsters, again, I'm going to take a quick poll. Bocchino on the case. Yes, this is coincidence, or no, this was an Obama hit job. The answer is no. This was an Obama hit job. It was not a coincidence. You don't think it's a little weird that every time Joe Biden says he wants to run for president, a left-leaning outlet gets a leak about how shitty this guy is and corrupt. And then after Biden wins, nobody says anything again. Matter of fact, they call it a conspiracy theory. Folks, the Democrats want him out. They cannot lose this election. If you listen to Mike Benz in my interview last night, you will understand exactly what I'm telling you. Victoria Nuland leaving yesterday should have sent off bat signals everywhere. The rats are fleeing the sinking ship, folks. They realize they're in deep trouble. Donald Trump is probably going to win. And all of a sudden, rugs and carpets are going to get pulled up and people are going to go, oh my gosh, something stinks down there. Why do you think Victoria Nuland left? They are desperately trying to get Biden out, just like they did in 2015 and 2019. The reason I led with that stupid video of him is because that lunatic Reverend Kane corpse will not leave because he's a lunatic. This is not a coincidence. I got more receipts coming up in a second. Big show. Don't go anywhere. But perfect for last night. Listen, I told Joe, did I not tell you before the show? I was having a rough time sleeping last night. Yeah. Because, you know, I was in such a good mood from the show that it was hard to calm down. I was sitting on a couch. I put my blue light blockers on. So finally I had some beam dream. I had a lot of beam dream last night. Why? Because you got to sleep. That's why I'm so refreshed today and energetic. I feel great. I slept 8 hours and 30 minutes. Embrace the importance of a restful slumber. Introduce yourself to an amazing product I use. Help you sleep better, folks. It's really that simple. Introducing Beams Dream Powder. It's a hot cocoa for sleep that could transform your nights. Let me show you. This is an actual packet of mine. This is cinnamon cocoa. It's pretty delicious. I keep packets of the stuff everywhere. This stuff is great. It's a science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Other sleep aids can cause the next day grogginess. Do I look groggy to you today? No. But Dream contains a powerful, all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Just mix Beam Dream into hot water or milk till I have it. Enjoy before bedtime. It tastes amazing. You want to try Beam's best-selling dream powder? Get up to 40% off for a limited time. How about that? When you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino for up to 40% off. Check it out. It's my go-to for sleep. Okay. Folks, Victoria Nuland, who is if there was ever a deep stater, if there was a deep state Oz, that when you walk in the door in the lobby, Victoria Nuland's picture is there. It's not even, Biden's underneath. You know how they put the president? Victoria Nuland's at the top. Biden's beneath her. Nuland has been knee deep in this thing forever. She is the second or third highest ranking official in the State Department. She is a swampy through and through. And let me just say, because integrity matters and so does precision. Nuland has been a swamp member in Republican and Democrat administrations. This is not a Democrat story. I should say it's not exclusively a Democrat story. Nuland, you want to talk about a blob member dealing with the Soros people, labor unions, CIA cutouts. We talked about this at length with Mike Benz last night. The show's up. You want to watch it after this. Nuland left. I'll get to that in a second in CBS. But why do you think Nuland got out after the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 that Trump would be on the ballot? Folks, it's not a trick question. You know the answer. You're like, you're messing with us. She got out because now they can't kick Trump off the ballot? Yes. That's it. She was clearly waiting to see what would happen. If they kicked Trump off the ballot, she was probably going to stay. Oh, you know what? This is good. We have a chance of winning now. Now that she realizes this election is not looking good, I don't want to count the chickens. No red wave talk. Anybody talking about a red wave? This is not your show. However, it's looking better by the day. Nuland is out. She wasn't knee deep. She was waist deep in the collusion hoax, the spying on Trump scandal, the DHS FBI censorship scandal, and she has been neck deep in all of the bullshit in Ukraine. She has effectively been, and I don't use these terms or words lightly, been the queen, an effective monarch of Ukraine for the last decade plus. That's how powerful she is in Ukraine. And I thought about this. Since Victoria Nuland and Joe Biden have been running Ukraine for the last couple decades. Joe, do you ever think about this? I took some notes on this. Ukraine cities have been destroyed. Their ports have been wrecked. Their nukes are gone. They've lost land. The entire basically EU industrial base has been shattered and whacked. China and Russia are now best friends. And Russia's occupying eastern portions of Ukraine. Good job, Nuland. Yeah. Great job. Yes. Right? Yeah, thank you, Joe. She really nailed it. She kicked ass. Good job. Well done, Nuland. This is what was William F. Buckley say? Give me the first 100 names in the phone book over, the professorship at Harvard for running the country every day. This is, you understand when I talk about stupid, smart people. Oh man, I want to forget this. I got to take this down. I'm sorry, folks. I don't want to forget this. When I talk about stupid, smart people, Victoria Nuland is smart. I know she is. She probably has a very high IQ. She probably has all the correct academic bona fides. She's been to all the correct cocktail parties. She probably has an extensive vocabulary. She's not dumb. However, she is stupid because she doesn't understand the limits of her own knowledge. When you understand the stupid, smart person phenomenon like Victoria Nuland, you understand how she's been the queen of Ukraine for over a decade and she's destroyed the entire country. The country's wrecked because of her and her stupid decisions. These are IQ smart people who don't understand their limits. I'll tell you a quick story. It's a doctor friend of mine growing up. It's a real story. The guy started, he has no idea about nutrition at all. Oh, but he went to medical school. They get a couple of courses in nutrition. Long and short of it, we had this like hour-long debate about salicylic acid and aspirin. The guy didn't, I couldn't believe he was arguing with me about it. I showed him the data. They don't get it. They think because Victoria Nuland went to this school that she can be a monarch of a country and run its petrochemical business. I want you to watch this, by the way. This is Victoria Nuland. This is, you want to see again, the queen of the swamp? Here she is. She has to have Marco Rubio save her when she admits on an open camera that the bio labs we were involved in Ukraine that everybody said were a conspiracy theory were in fact real. Check this out.
Does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which in fact we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
I'm sure you're aware that the Russian propaganda groups are already putting out there all kinds of information about how they've uncovered a plot by the Ukrainians to release biological weapons in the country and with NATO's coordination. If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
You see how Rubio had to come in and switch the argument about this would be a Russian fairy tale if some of this happened. And listen, some of what he's saying isn't wrong there, but you see how he caught. Did you guys catch that? I'm sorry, I don't want to seem distracted here. And I was just answering a tweet. That's my fault. Rubio gets right away that was not the answer he wanted. He was trying to make it about a chemical attack, how Russia would use misinformation to blame it on Ukraine. And he may or may not be correct. Russia's known for misinformation and disinformation, whatever the hell you want to call it. A lot of countries who are enemies of the United States do that. Victoria Nuland, who is a stupid, smart person, accidentally told the truth. Victoria Nuland was also knee-deep in the Spygate scandal. As always, we go back to left-wing sources. Victoria Nuland says Obama's State Department was informed the FBI of the Steele dossier reporting. Former State Department official Victoria Nuland told CBS News that the dossier compiled by Christopher Steele was brought to the State Department's attention in July of 2016. They're trying to bury all of this. That's why Victoria Nuland is jumping off the ship, folks. She's neck deep in a pile of horse shit, and she knows she's in real trouble. There's a reason the media is covering all this up. And folks, the reason is not to protect Biden. I told you this often because you may get from this show, I'm giving you contradictory messages. Why is the media eager to get rid of Biden and the Democrat Party with the hit pieces, but then still protecting him? They're not protecting him. They are protecting Obama, who was in charge when all this shit went down. I'm going to show you what I mean in a second, how the Obama administration knows they were in charge while Biden and Victoria Nuland drove Ukraine into the ground, and they're deathly afraid this is all going to be exposed in the next Trump administration. I'm going to prove to you they knew. I've got the receipts right here. They don't want Obama to get exposed. They hate Biden. They want him out. Okay, quick break. As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After all, he invented the world's best pillow. I use it. He created the famous Giza Dream Sheets, the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you get a queen-size set for $59.98, king-size, just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores, attacked by the crazy media. They appreciate your business during these times, and they want to thank you by giving you a free autographed copy of Mike's memoir, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO with any order today? To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-637-4982. Use promo code Dan. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98, king size just $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers, super comfortable. So call 800-637-4982 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Dan. Thanks, MyPillow. And our last sponsor today, AmericanFinancing.net. Credit card balances increased by $50 billion in quarter four last year, meaning Americans are sitting on more debt than ever. It makes sense. Everything's still more expensive. You have to put everything, including essentials, on a credit card. Homeowners, you have a way out of this credit card spiral. Call my friends at American Financing. It's a great company. They've been with us a while. They're helping customers save an average of $854 a month by using your home's equity to pay off that debt. $854 a month adds up to over $10,000 a year. Mortgage rates are lower than they've been in a long time and much better than the average credit card rate. It takes just 10 minutes to get started. It costs you nothing to see how much you can save. You may close in as fast as 10 days, and you may be able to delay two mortgage payments. Call American Financing. The number is 888-994-7660. That's 888-994-7660. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 22334. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Folks are trying to bury all of this. They are protecting Obama. The second Joe Biden even hints that he is going to get out of this race, you are going to see a media pile-on where they are going to be so eager to make sure he leaves. You're going to see these Politico articles and these New York Times articles come back again. And all of a sudden, they're going to acknowledge everything that's going on. I want you to watch this clip. I played it yesterday. I want to show you how much bullshit's going on right now to protect Obama, not Biden. This was Jamie Raskin and Jen Psaki. They're talking about that FBI informant that said Biden took a $5 million bribe. And they're pretending that this entire Hunter Biden case started with this guy a couple weeks ago. Why are we playing this again? I promise it's important. Just listen to her say, this is Jen Psaki. Yesterday I was focused on Raskin. Today, focus on Psaki. And them hinting like, oh, we just found out about this like a little bit ago from this FBI informant. It's going to be important. Check this out.
Your colleagues on the Oversight Committee, you know the ones I'm talking about, they brought in Hunter Biden this week for a closed door deposition after he said he would do it publicly. Now they want him to come back and do it publicly. It's all completely ludicrous. But this is just a week after we found out that their key witness has been receiving information from Russian sources.
Well, Alexander Smirnov started the whole thing.
Yes.
With this so-called 1023 form.
You see how Psaki and Raskin, oh, he started the whole thing. This guy just started with this FBI source. This whole Biden crime family thing. We just found out it's all a scheme. Oh, really? That's fascinating. I want you to watch this little video from when Jen Psaki was working in the Obama administration. You know, you mean Biden? No, no, no. I mean Obama administration when she was running State Department comms. You're telling me Jen Psaki just found out a few weeks ago about the Hunter Biden, Ukraine Biden crime family fiasco? Really strange. The receipts seem to say otherwise. The Democrats, do they ever tell the truth? Watch this.
This question was raised at the White House briefing.
Sure.
And the question was referred to the vice president's office. But I'm wondering if the State Department has any concerns or any thoughts about the vice president's son joining the board of directors of this Ukrainian gas company. Does, in particular, I understand why the White House would refer this to the vice president's office. Mm-hmm. But does this building diplomatically have any concerns about potential perceptions of conflict or slash cronyism, which is what we've often accused the Russians of doing.
No, he's a private citizen.
Okay, but then so the do you consider that the Russian oligarchs who control or the Ukrainian oligarchs who control these they're all private citizens as well?
You certainly right? wouldn't put them in the same.
No, I'm
category
not suggesting that. I'm not, and I'm not suggesting that it should be in the same mm-hmm. category. But I'm wondering if there are concerns from this building about the perception of about how the Russians and or the Ukrainians would perceive the involvement of a son of the vice president of the United States in this, especially given the situation.
No, there are not.
That's so strange because, you know, Obama left office like kind of a long time ago. You're telling me she just found out about it? Then why was she answering questions about it from Matt Lee when she was back in the Obama administration? Oh, because she's freaking lying like they always do.
Weird. So
weird. The media's lying too, by the way. Remember Ben Schreckinger I showed you from that 2019 Politico report? Schreckinger actually did some honest reporting on the Biden team. Politico knows. Politico actually put together a video about the Biden crime family while the media's claiming now they just learned about this now. How do I know they have a video? Because they have a video. Here's a part of it.
You have to fight the cancer of corruption.
Going back decades, relatives of Joe Biden have either pursued business ventures that have overlapped in some way with Biden's political career. Joe Biden is someone who has a reputation for being very close with his family, but it's been reported over the years that he avoids talking business with members of his family. Some of the pitfalls of that approach to managing his relationship with his family, because members of his family have got involved with business ventures that have raised questions.
Members of Joe Biden's family ran a hedge fund called Paradigm,
a special kind of a investment fund that usually deals with riskier or more unusual types of investments. It was bought in 2006, primarily by James and Hunter Biden. James Biden is a younger brother of Joe Biden. Hunter Biden is Joe Biden's younger son, and he was a co-owner of Paradigm.
That's so weird. I thought they didn't know. I thought they just found out. That thing is from 5 years ago, that video. I thought they just found out. Folks, they always lie to you. They always lie to you. You know what? Can I bring up one more thing? I totally forgot about this in the beginning of the show. I want to shift anyway to a different story about how liberals just can't shut the hell up ever about their tyranny. They just can't. They cannot shut up. But I asked an important question on Twitter and True Social. Take a breath a second with me. Because this is tough to talk about. But it's worth pondering. Mark Robinson, who is a black conservative, now GOP candidate for governor, the nominee in the great state of North Carolina. Did you see the liberal attack brigade unleashed on him this morning? I'm going to ask you a pretty serious question. Why are liberals so racist? Why do they hate black people so much? You ever think about that? Have you ever noticed that liberals reserve special degrees of vitriol and hatred for black people? Did you notice that little kid influencer liberal D-bag on Twitter yesterday, the other day when it was a 9-0 Supreme Court decision? Did you notice who they all went after? Who was it? Clarence Thomas. It was 9-0. But they went after the black Supreme Court justice. What liberals? I'm going to look you in the face and ask you a serious question. Chatsters, by the way, you have an answer for this? Why do you hate black people so much? Why are you so racist? I know your party has a sad, sullied history with the Ku Klux Klan and hating black voters and citizens and people in general. I know that. But you know that you can get help. Racism's a plague. It's a very disgusting, grotesque thing to judge someone by the melanin compounds in their skin. Why do you hate black people so much? Why are you so racist? Do you notice that? We know you hate Jews. We know. I mean, we've seen that. You want them dead from the river to the sea. I totally have seen that. I mean, we've covered that extensively. We already know you're anti-Semites. But why do you hate blacks so much, too? Anybody have an answer for that? Anyone? Anybody have any ideas? Oh, you saw? I didn't ask him. This is my Twitter post and I put it on Truth 2 this morning. Dear Libs, why do you hate black people so much? Why do you all insist on continuing the Democrat Party's grotesque history of racism and bigotry? Change is possible. You should seek help. You can fix yourself. There's still time. Notice I don't call it the Democratic Party. And you shouldn't either. There's nothing Democratic about it. Why do you hate black people so much? Why are you such bigots and racists? I know it's uncomfortable. I know that's why you're shitting your diapers right now. You're crying and whining and you're screaming. You're scratching at your faces, clawing at yourselves. I get it. The clawing. I know you're losing your minds. I know because you hate yourselves too. Anyone in the chat have any idea? Why? Why do you hate black people so much? Let me just say to black voters out there too, I'm not kidding. This isn't clickbait radio podcasting. I'm dead serious. I have studied the liberal response to black conservatives for a long time. The liberals reserve a special degree of volcanic hatred for black conservatives. It's not that they're mad about, they have a base level of anger if you're a conservative. Does this make sense what I'm saying, Joe? We hate you, you suck, Nazis. When it's a black conservative, holy Moses, it's through the roof.
Yeah.
You see it too? It's not that they're, because yes. I saw a couple people respond, oh no, we just don't like him because he's a conservative. That's not it. Why do you hate black people so much? What is wrong with you racist bigots? Your party is it's littered history is with censorship, Jim Crow, colored water fountains, the Ku Klux Klan. Can you guys just stop? Why do Republicans always have to stop you guys? I'm not kidding. Not even a little bit. Don't mistake this for some clicky thing. Been on my mind all morning, as you can tell by my social media posts. All right. I want to move on because I got a lot more content to go to. And again, thank you for staying tuned in today. We still got 121 today. You guys, much love. I'd give you the heart pound, but my elbows don't work. Much love, man. Much love. Hey, remember what I've been telling you the whole time about liberals? The one thing about liberals, in addition to them being bigots and racists and being, you know, the Ku Klux Klan members and everything, and the Jim Crow South, the other thing about liberals is they're obvious tyrants. They defended the Soviet Union, Durante at the New York Times for decades, defending communism and socialism. But the thing about liberals I find bizarre, me and Ben's addressed this last night too with the Molly Ball Time article, is when the liberals engage in tyranny, you know, a judicial tyranny, a legal tyranny, weaponization of government, they have this bizarre, Joe, you see it all the time because I send you the cuts first, this bizarre trait where they have to advertise it. Liberals, I'm not coaching you guys because I know you can't stop it anyway. But if you would just shut the up for 2 minutes, like nobody would pick up on what you were doing. Here's what I mean. Here's Lawrence O'Donnell, absolute lunatic at MSNBC. And I want you to watch Lawrence O'Donnell brag about how Trump will never get a free trial in a DC jury pool. No, he's not that stupid. Yeah, he is. Watch it yourself.
Exactly 676 of them voted for Donald Trump. The reason that tiny vote is significant is that Donald Trump's jury pool for Special Prosecutor Jack Smith's case against Donald Trump for alleged crimes leading up to and on January 6th will be taken. That jury pool will be taken from those 700,000 people who spent yesterday not voting for Donald Trump. The odds of one of the 676 Republicans who did vote for Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. yesterday, ending up on his jury there, are worse than your odds with any lottery ticket you could buy anywhere.
Folks, they cannot shut up. Who would advertise that? I know it's asking you to emulate a liberal is hard because they're morons and I don't want to ask you to try to be stupid. But for a second, imagine you're a tyrant And your goal is to lock up Barack Obama. He's got a place, I think, on Kalorama in D.C. So your goal is to arrest Obama on a fake crime, okay? Jaywalking or whatever. Just make it up. Do you go on Fox or Newsmax that night, brag about the fake arrest, and then say, and by the way, the D.C. jury pool, say it was full of Republicans. He's got no chance of a free trial. Yes. No, you don't do that. You're not only are they tyrants, they're stupid tyrants. That's why I say you're not powerless. This again came up last night with Benz. Stop pretending our enemies are these like Lex Luthor, like super geniuses. They're not. They're dipshits. They are really stupid. Stop overestimating them. Don't underestimate them. But stop pretending that, oh, they're so smart. They have a master grand plan. And we're going to lose because we're all idiots. We are not. We are not. We are strong. We are fighters. And we are smarter than these morons. Look at this idiot on his TV show bragging. I mean, actually bragging about judicial tyranny. They can't stop. They can't stop. And I told you things are going to change when what happens when things get bad enough. And as evidenced by, I'm going to write this down because I forgot, the Gascon last night. Gascon, you know the prosecutor, the district attorney in Los Angeles, George Gascon. George Gascon is going to go into a runoff. But George Gascon was the number one vote getter, this Soros-like prosecutor in Los Angeles. He was the number one vote getter. Is it bad enough? Clearly not yet. We're on the air in Los Angeles in KABC. How the hell did Gascon still get the most number of votes? The answer is because it's not bad enough yet. But you know what's getting there? You know why he's even in a runoff? He's in a runoff because of this immigration issue. Folks, this immigration issue is going to be the death of the Democrat Party if this continues. I want you to watch this. Here's Pete Buttigieg. No human being on planet Earth says less by saying more than Pete Buttigieg. He has absolute no one. There is no one who will use more words to say nothing than this loser. Buttigieg is on CNBC. No right-wing bastion, right? Not a MAGA channel. And he's totally clueless on how to answer these border questions. He gets just smoked. Watch this.
When we heard for 3 years that the border's closed and it's secure, and Mayorkas said it's closed, and 7.2 million people have come into where our big cities have no idea how to handle this. But, and then you hear from the administration.
Here's the thing. This is really important. This is really important. Okay. The common sense position, and the position that, by the way, a lot of moderates, Democrats and moderate Republicans would always say, the kinds of things that you hear at the Chamber of Commerce in Indiana, where I come from, is that there ought to be more legal immigration and less illegal immigration.
This guy, they can't even give a common sense, realistic answer that doesn't make them look like a bunch of out of touch losers. Everybody sees you know, there are some issues you can hide. You bury a corporate tax exemption in the tax code that benefits your friends who finance your campaign. Joe, you can hide that. No one's going to really know about it unless you're a tax attorney. You can't hide 10, 12 million illegal immigrants roaming around American cities, sleeping in sidewalks on hotels. You can't hide that. They talk to you like you're morons. This is where it gets even worse. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre. Anyone changing their vote? By the way, I just got to throw it out there. Anyone? Sucks. Anyone?
Thank you.
Still suck. I mean, easily the worst press secretary in the history of the United States. She has asked a ground ball question. Why didn't the president meet with the former border chief? Why? Or Ortiz, who said on 60 Minutes, the former border chief, I never met with Biden or Harris. Her answer is hilariously stupid. Well, he was invited. Wait, what? Here, check this out.
The chief who was in charge for 2 years before that said, I've never had one conversation
with the president or the vice president. How is that possible?
So one thing I will say about Chief, you're talking about Chief Ortiz.
This is Chief Ortiz. Yeah.
So he was invited, I believe, to participate in the president's first trip visit to El Paso, which was back in January of 2023. And he did not attend. He was invited. He did not attend.
I noticed you guys aren't as like, I got no response from Guy on it. Guy doesn't usually say much, but I don't think you guys are as bothered by this one as I, because this is, let me give you another analogy. Tony, let me throw this out. Let's say the stock market drops 10,000 points, massive crash today. Big crisis, right? Would you agree? Joe, would you concur? Big deal?
I certainly would, sir. Yes.
We have a Treasury Secretary out there who is one of the primary, you know, financial advisors to the president. Do you think it'd be a good idea for the president to meet with the Treasury Secretary? Just throwing that out there. Tony? Think so, Joe?
Yeah, good move.
Good idea. So let's just say, Joe, here's my phone. Joe Biden, Ms. Treasury Secretary? Yeah, we got a 10,000 point drop in the market. You think you stop by the White House? Probably a good idea, correct? Now, let's just continue that phone call. The Treasury Secretary goes, I think I got something better to do. You think that's an effective leadership strategy?
No.
That's a good point. No one talks to Joe Biden. That's a good point. Key just brought it. No one talks to Joe Biden anyway. Even when Lloyd Austin went into the hospital under anesthesia, nobody felt the need to tell him anyway. This is your excuse. So just to be clear, terrorists, this is a fact. We had another terrorist from Colombia just the other day. Terrorists in the country, sex trafficking, fentanyl killing hundreds of thousands of people. We've got a massive border crisis in every single state of the union where illegals are going. And your excuse for never meeting with the Border Patrol, well, he was invited once. Great job.
Pass the old El Paso.
I'm going to try that as a football coach. You're 0-16. Your quarterback's QB rating is 6. 6. If you follow football, you know, it's not even possible it's that bad. Hey, did you meet with the quarterback and discuss maybe a new offensive scheme? I invited him. He never showed up. Oh, okay. Thanks. Only in the Biden White House is this acceptable. Do you understand how nobody takes this guy seriously? He just said it right. People go in the hospital in critical condition. The guy who's probably in the chain of command with a nuclear war emergency, I'm going under anesthesia. I'm in critical condition. Should we tell Biden? Nah. Fuck it. He don't care. We're not doing that. Nobody respects this guy at all. Did you see this story? CBP, again, got caught flying people into the United States from foreign countries. Illegals. And then when they were asked about it, they redacted the information saying, hey, man, we got to protect the identifying information about this stuff. It would reveal information about the relative number of illegals, they say individuals arriving at particular airports. And it would reveal operational vulnerabilities that could be exploited. Holy Moses, man. Are you kidding me? You are literally flying illegals into the country illegally, landing them in the U.S. You'd be arrested for this without your passport from a foreign country. And they don't want to tell you because they don't want you to show up and see what's going on. Oh my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, do you believe this? This is Biden's America. Biden is flying. Some of these people could be terrorists, like the one who got in the other day, into the country under your nose and refute with your tax dollars. He's not paying for it. This is the scum we're dealing with in the White House. I want to show you this. You know what? Go to the Constantine Kissin thing because I want to just show you this. We'll get to the Massey thing tomorrow. Tom Massey did a good thing on inflation, but I'll show you that tomorrow. I want to show you this video again to show you how bad things have gotten in the liberal world and just highlight and ask that you please watch the Mike Benn show from last night. Ladies and gentlemen, I left very happy that this new free speech era and Rumble are upon us. but also very sad because Ben's told me some things last night in the show that really scared me. This deep state blob is deeper and more profound than you think. Gee, that thing you guys brought up on his Twitter feed about how we threatened Ukraine with basically civil unrest with a bunch of like Soros groups and labor groups. If that doesn't blow your mind, nothing will. Things are bad. We can fix them. Last night was a start. Ben's was semi-optimistic that a four-year Trump term, we may be able to clean some of this mess up or at least start. But if you were ever, ever kind of still guessing about how illiberal the liberal world has gotten, I want you to watch this little back and forth with this commentator, Konstantin Kissin. He's doing an interview with a guy about censorship in Russia versus censorship in the UK. Listen to this. And just, it speaks for itself. Check this out.
In Russia last year, 400 people were arrested for things that they said on social media. 400 people in Russia. Obviously, this country is very different. How many people do you think were arrested in Britain for things they said on social media last year?
Go on.
Take a guess.
I have no idea.
3,300.
Really? Arrested for what they said on social media? Yeah. What sort of things get you arrested?
Well, one example I give in my show is there was a young woman from Liverpool called Chelsea Russell, and people can look this up. Her friend was killed in a car crash, 19-year-old woman, and she posted the lyrics of his favorite song on her Instagram. And it was a rap song, so the lyrics contained several instances of the N-word. She was arrested, prosecuted, found guilty, given 500 hours of community service and a fine, tagged, and for a year, she was under 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. curfew.
My goodness.
In Britain.
In Britain.
In 2018.
You still think this isn't the most important election of your lifetime? Granted, that's about the UK, but the people doing what the blob does in the UK, which we addressed at length last night, are doing the exact same thing here. When we use the term globalist, it has a meaning. They don't see national borders. That's why they don't care about our southern border. All they care about is collectivizing power using global organizations, NGOs, World Economic Forum types, whatever influence they can get in the business world. Folks, this stuff is for real. Man, thank you for tuning in. Chris just sent something out at Rumble. I'm really proud to be part of Rumble. And I just want you all to see it. Chris, I may say Chris, I assume you all know who he is, but Chris Pavlovsky is a great friend and he's the CEO of Rumble and a guy who's really passionate about free speech. And he just tweeted out on the Rumble account. You can see it right there. At this moment, the day after Super Tuesday, Dan Bongino is number one in America for live streaming. That is, again, thanks to you. I'm really flattered, man. Choked up, be like a big wuss. You guys are really amazing. And I'll never forget it. Thanks so much. Please download the Rumble app. Check us out here every day at 11 a.m. And we're going to be doing a lot more specials now that I see you guys have an interest in it. Thanks so much for tuning in. See you on the radio show in a few minutes and back here tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Thanks for tuning in.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.